On January 4th, 2017, Two Harbors wonderful birding guru Jim Lind reported on eBird that there was a Eurasian tree sparrow hanging out with a flock of house sparrows right in town. We've had a handful of Eurasian tree sparrow records over the years in the southern third of the state and in extreme western Minnesota, but never before anywhere in northeastern Minnesota. People started scattering birdseed on the ground near the parking lot behind the Due North Pizzeria in hopes that more people would be able to see the bird if it had a steady supply of food in one place. When Jim first reported it, I had whatever horrible flu or cold virus has been going around this year and was stuck at home. Meanwhile, the sparrow disappeared for a couple of weeks but suddenly turned up again on February 3rd. I went out looking for it with my friend Karen Keenan on February 4th and headed out again the next day, Superb Owl Sunday, with Lisa Johnson. We didn't find any sparrows at all on either day. On Monday, February 13th, I headed back to Two Harbors with my dog Pip because so many cliches kept springing into my head, like hope springs eternal, third time's the charm, and if at first you don't succeed, try again. Pip and I pulled into the parking lot behind the Due North Pizzeria, and voila, there in a small tree was a tiny flock of sparrows. 10 were house sparrows, and there right in the center of the flock was the Eurasian tree sparrow. Eurasian tree sparrows are, as their name implies, native to temperate areas of Europe and Asia all the way into Southeast Asia. They also have an established population in and around St. Louis, Missouri, here in the United States. That population reportedly began with 12 birds imported from Germany in April 1870 to be released in one of the old naturalization projects that introduced popular birds from all over the globe to new countries. That small population has not spread much, even as starlings introduced in New York City were spreading all over the continent. I saw my very first Eurasian tree sparrow in St. Louis on October 28, 2004. I remember the date because it was the morning after the Boston Red Sox broke their curse by winning the World Series for the first time since 1918, routing the Cardinals in four games. The whole city of St. Louis seemed sorrowful, something even a lifelong Cubs fan could pick up on. Now I have a very close friend who lives in Kirkland, right outside St. Louis, and I visited her and seen Eurasian tree sparrows at her place a few times. When I went to Europe in 2014, I saw Eurasian tree sparrows in Austria, Hungary, and Germany, where they belong. And I saw some in January 2015 in Quincy, Illinois, when I went down trying to find an ivory gull that had disappeared the day before. That's within the range of the population centered in St. Louis, but it was the first time I've ever seen them in Illinois. We'll never know where the Two Harbors sparrow came from or why it wandered to the Due North Pizzeria in Two Harbors, Minnesota, so far from every known Eurasian tree sparrow on the continent. Unless it heads back pretty soon, this one will not fulfill its destiny of reproducing to ensure that the world continues to have Eurasian tree sparrows, unless it's already been there, done that, and was searching for a new experience. For all we know, this one is pulling of Paul Simon and gone off to look for America. Or maybe it realizes that it doesn't have a green card and is desperately trying to reach the Canadian border before INS can track it down. If that's the plan, will its next stop be Sven and Ole's Pizza in Grand Marais? I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.